Hey guys,
what's up?
Mossbro Radio.
This is us.
Episode 35 for the week of April 20 something. Oh, 420.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
How are you guys celebrating?
Working.
Portal.
You're gonna work into a portal.
I'm gonna do fish.
Portal into a
fish
work.
Until my eyes bleed.
Mm-hmm. Dude, can you cut some fish up for me while you're at it?
Chop up the fish.
Yeah. I'll take some fish.
Tons of poppy seed muffins.
Oh, yeah. You just take out the poppy seeds.
Yeah. That'd be
just
the have
the muffin.
Yeah. The muffin.
That's right.
Poppy seed muffins.
That's a good celebration.
Seeds. Yep.
How are you celebrating your day, Ryan Fielder?
I'm celebrating by a little Gears of War 3.
Right on, John.
Portal 2.
Yeah. I haven't played anything.
For the first time in a long time, Griff has played nothing.
So let's get into this, I guess. Not much to talk about. Except for games.
Mm-hmm.
How's that Gears of War 3 beta, Ryan?
It's all right. It's pretty sweet.
We played a little
bit. Yeah, we played it too today.
It's fun. You guys saw it. I mean, I feel like the new weapon, the shotgun, sawed-off shotgun, is a little cheap and annoying.
I don't have the finesse for that thing. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think what I found myself doing was like...
Using it like a shotgun?
Right. Well, yeah. Using it like a shotgun. And then when I was like, okay, so I really needed to be right on top of people with this thing for it to work. But then I just found myself like seeing people and trying to like chase them down to kill them. And it's like, I just start to not understand how people like are so good with that thing.
Yeah, that one guy. What was his name?
Black Killer. XX Black XX Killer with an 3XX.
Best name ever.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to use the other guns.
No,
that's all he knows, man. Slot,
dude.
Finally, he's like, a game that works for me.
Hey, if you're good at it, just rock it, I guess. But I don't know.
But the beta has two maps. The checkout. It's a grocery store area with a bunch of fallen shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And then the old thrash ball arena. Cole's old area of expertise.
Those thrash balls are huge.
Yeah, but like, so are the people.
When are they going to make a thrash ball game?
I don't care.
Dude, just like I really want them to make a blitz ball game. But these are things that don't happen.
Yeah. You already have that game, John.
Yep. It's really, really dumb.
It's called Final Fantasy X. Not 10-2, because that's...
And it's just a bunch of numbers. Like
10-2s was like blitz ball, like, manager.
I didn't play it.
Don't worry about it. That was 10-2.
Yeah. 10-2, good game.
I like the fact that they don't ever flesh it out.
What? Blitzball?
No.
Thrash ball.
And they're just like, use your imagination, you know?
It's whatever.
Yeah.
It's probably football, but no.
But it's got a round metal ball.
It's like, it's like rugby meets...
Yeah. Football. Sort of.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. That seems like... It looks pretty heavy.
Yeah, see, here's the other thing, though. Like, you look at that field, and it's like... So are these pylons normally in the field or no? Also, this field, half the size of a regulation football field. So it's like, I don't know what you do in this game.
They're not humans, man. Who knows how it works?
Well, the pads are just like football. I mean,
sort of. They look like mostly traditional. Like those helmets look a little...
They look older.
There are parts of that uniform looks... retro, which is the word of the game.
Vintage.
Yeah, they're going for that.
They really like that word retro. And then
antique.
Yeah, some of that stuff looks dated, and then some of the stuff looks futuristic, and it's kind of like interesting.
Like, what some of those retro mean on Sarah though.
Well, what if,
is retro to them?
Well, no,
2 years
like
ago, we didn't use these chainsaws.
The advancements only come in the way of warfare, and everybody's still just using, like, you know, gas electricity or gas instead of electricity.
Yep. It's all generators.
They don't have the internet.
Nope.
No.
But they have stealth.
And you can talk to people by just touching your ear.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All
you don't know. Like,
if you just close your eardrums, you project outward to
those lancers could be, like, in human terms, like 600 pounds.
Like, yeah, no, yeah.
You have no idea.
No idea. And also, I was speculating, why don't bullets go through things? You have a good point. I have no idea
actually,
what the density is.
Actually, some of the
environments
are destructible. Some of the cover was destructible. Fair I don't enough. Know if you noticed that.
I did notice that a little bit. But bullets don't go through them. They just break things apart.
Bullets don't go through people either, do they? Everything is just really dense in the Gears universe.
Yeah. Unless you have a sawed-off shotgun.
Well, is it going through somebody, or is it just the spread is so wide that it's like...
It just disintegrates them.
Yeah.
And people rip apart like cold silly putty.
Uh-huh.
It's really gross.
The executions are pretty
suffering from that unreal syndrome of like everybody is held very loosely together with glue.
Yep. Joints are really not.
Mm-hmm. It's like everybody's an action figure and the rubber band
they just
been
dislocate at the shoulders and elbows and knees and hips. Just
so people are really good in that beta already.
Yeah.
And
there's already like 20 plus levels.
The Gears 3 beta, you know, I didn't really play any of the multiplayer for Gears before. I don't find it really interesting, and I don't
Wait,
know.
Is
like
it's definitely
the little
a team
that I did
oriented.
Game. Yeah,
I liked I liked Horde mode in Gears 2. Is that gonna be back in the third one?
Yeah, and there's gonna be Beast mode.
What's Beast mode?
Beast mode?
It's Horde mode, but you play as the Locust.
Oh right,
so
that
you
was
just
the thing they announced.
Fight hordes of humans.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Or maybe hordes of Lambent.
Great.
Because you remember those things that they didn't really flesh out at all.
I hate the Gears universe,
so
man.
So do I. I don't understand it at all.
You don't
maybe that's
to.
How they tell stories on
like, not
Sarah.
Like how I hate just, like, Instant Clown Posse. Like, it's a nice, you know.
No, there is no negative hate.
I don't like Instant Clown Posse.
But you can.
I appreciate it for its stupidity.
Yeah. Yeah.
What Which, is a juggalo?
It's a lunatic.
Oh man.
But like gear stuff, just the fervor for that world blows my mind.
I just don't understand any of the plot holes or anything.
Maria!
Well, the thing they were going to with Gears, I feel like they were going to make a multiplayer game that was different and out of the box and people would enjoy.
Well, that's fine. I mean, the multiplayer
they just had
seems...
to make a story around what they did.
I mean, multiplayer aspects of it seem fine.
But the problem is when you have Cliff Bleszinski talking during Gears 2 about how, like, the story of Gears 2 has become so... it has so much weight and gravitas, and it's more a humanizing story of, like, Dom's loss of his wife and Marcus's search for his father and... Like camaraderie
really
and like it, just not necessarily what it is at face value because it's like a comic book.
Dude, you show me somebody that thinks Gears of War has a really deep story.
Dude,
I will show you
the internet.
I will show you a person who thinks Saturday morning cartoons have a really deep story.
Yeah,
like
it's on
which
the same
ones,
level.
Though?
But
I mean,
anyway, what I was saying is
Yu-Gi-Oh.
How it was built was. Gears 2 was
yes,
like an epic single-player story.
Yeah.
Powerful.
No. I don't agree with that at all.
They just
like,
use
just...
the story as an excuse to make the multiplayer.
You think so?
I think so.
I feel like that's what it has to be at this point, because that multiplayer takes off pretty
there's
well,
a lot but... of people that play that game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's and like then, the Halo beater, you know?
Like, I think the game handles really well. I just...
And some people I feel are too good at it.
I feel like that exists in most things. I feel like there's people that are too good at Halo, and I feel like there are people that are too good at Call of Duty, and I feel like there are people that probably need to just find a job.
I don't enjoy the... Like, to me, Gears has always felt like a really stiff game, and I'm fine playing it in the single player because you have the freedom to move slowly and methodically, but in multiplayer, it's like, you know, trying to fit a square box into a round hole because it works, but it takes some finagling. Like you have to play within the constraints it has, where it's like, okay, well, you have a really awkward movement. Like if you're running, you can only turn slightly, and it's the jump roll and the moving over, traversing cover and stuff like that is all very sticky and just feels kind of just like a really. Just like the characters, it is like over large and unwieldy, but they work.
Well, but so like, yeah, what I was saying to Ryan was that it's just like, it really seems like there's a lot of like finesse to making those characters move really quickly through that battlefield. Because you and I, it's just like, it's like feet in mud, just like chugging through that thing.
Yeah.
And watching Ryan play, it's just like, I don't know how you make that dude move like that.
Yeah.
Like, very quickly
inverting from, the controls, yeah, apparently.
Yeah, that's how
you guys aren't controlling the head.
That's what it goddamn is. Robot, that's what the problem is.
Yeah, so, no, I know what you're saying. Like, it's a level of, if you spend enough time with it, you kind of get a better feel of how to manipulate him. But it's just something that rubs me the wrong way, where I don't like that control.
It definitely takes some getting used to, and even I feel like the controls are clunky at times, like you can't do what you're trying to do all the time. But that's how Gears has always been.
Yeah.
And people are still going to play it nonstop.
Yeah, it's still not an excuse for it. I mean, as Sean Elliott said one time, he says, like, you walk into somebody's house and there's a giant piece of shit laying on their coffee table in the living room. You say that and you're like, hey, why do you have a giant piece of shit lying on the coffee table in the living room? Like, well, it's been here all the time. That doesn't excuse having a piece of shit in your living room.
Yep.
Like, been there since I got there.
I still live here, man. It's just, I mean, it's always just been
like that when I got here. Yeah. Maybe you take care of that in some way.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of it.
Like, they're waiting for someone to come in and fix it for them.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, Resident Evil stuff. It's like, well, you don't, like, you can't move and shoot because you've never been able to move and shoot. You're like, well, that could change, and it would make a better game.
That is a statement, but at the same time, it's like there is no god of Capcom that says that people in Resident Evil are dumb blondes. They're all dumb blondes that can't chew bubblegum and walk at the same time.
They can reload and walk, though.
Yes, they can do that.
Or can they? I don't even know if
they reload, chew bubblegum, and walk.
It's only Duke Nukem can only do that.
Nukem can only do that as long as he has bubblegum available. Otherwise,
but if he's out of bubblegum,
he's kicking ass.
So are you guys playing anything else?
I
play a little more Duty.
Makes more Duty. Makes more Duty.
I did break the game.
What level Duty
again
are you at?
I'm max.
Just max it up.
Probably could have prestiged to about 17 by now. But
so do you just like put that game away now? You just
I'm unlocking all the gold guns for the weapons I use.
Okay.
It's fun. Gold guns look cool.
Yeah. I played a little bit of it. I was playing, I don't like playing Team Deathmatch, I found. I like to play free for all. It's much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like it moves faster for me. Yep.
If you want fast moving, Gears is not your thing.
No, I mean, yeah.
that game moves so slow, I feel.
Like the characters you're talking about? Yeah. Like, I just mean like the pace of the game. Like, you'll run into that like death knot traffic jam of like, you know, four people having a three-way shootout that you just like come into the, you're like, okay, I'm here too, guys. I'll shoot too. You mop everything up and then you become the target. And then it's just a little more enjoyable than Team Deathmatch, which I'm not really that into.
Yeah. I don't like Team Deathmatch as much. I usually play Capture the Flag or Domination.
Yeah.
It's my favorite modes.
That's cool. Capturing those nodes.
Yeah.
Bombs and stuff.
Flags.
Mm-hmm. Guns. Yeah. Gold guns.
Dude, I just got a gold stoner.
What? 420, man.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, John, you've been playing a game that came out yesterday.
Yeah, I've been playing Portal 2.
And I know you're biting your tongue.
It's really good.
Given you new life on things.
Yes, it's really good. It's so damn just...
Did it take you to a new world?
Did it give you cancer and then take it away?
Yeah, dude, like, everything you thought you knew about Portal and you loved about Portal, just... I know it's hard to do because Portal is a mind-bending game in and of itself, but extrapolate on everything that game had to offer. Make the areas that you have to do puzzles in larger, like 4 times, 10 times larger. Yeah. Like, areas to do puzzles in can sometimes be very similar in size, but there's quite a bit of times that I've just been like, these rooms are huge. There's like a lot of footwork in different rooms for your puzzles. And the game does a really good job. I'm going to try to not spoil anything at all when I say these things.
Is there a homicidal robot?
There are several. Several.
Turrets.
Turrets.
There's turrets.
Lots of turrets.
Isn't 60% more bullets.
And a orange one.
No.
Isn't that what the
co-op has
Peabody
like
Peabody and Atlas.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is really great names for those robots. But at some point, where was I going with this? It's like the game is always like reintroducing you to different like things, just like the old one where it was just like, here's these weighted companion cubes and you have to like use those to weight down buttons and then do things. Well, those are still sort of here. You use them just
as
you
hearts on them.
Some do, some don't. Some are just the Aperture Science logo. Some are hearts.
They should all
spoilers.
Have hearts.
Spoilers. it's like, but it's like, it was not, it's not the, the weighted companion cube is reintroduced in a similar way as it was in the first one, but they do something different with it in this one that is just comical, but it's a short comical thing. It's not like a big deal.
A joke.
It's a, yeah, it's a joke.
They make fun of the weighted companion cube?
Yes and no. They make fun of people's attachments to weighted companion cubes.
Okay, good.
And they do a good job of it too.
Have you came across safety companion cube?
No.
Oh, I've heard this exists and it sounds pretty funny.
Safety companion. What have you heard about it?
I hear that it's a cube that has rounded edges so you can't hurt yourself.
Oh. I have come.
So it's a ball.
Is it supposed to
be
a ball?
I can only imagine it's
a ball.
Well,
no, I've come across cubes that have rounded edges, but there are they weren't introduced to you as like safety cubes or anything. But they may not be the same cubes. Is like they do a lot more with like light, and now they have different, like, instead of having just the regular nodes that would sit on the wall or sit on the floor, they have nodes that like are up in a cone shape so that they can pass, so that the laser can pass through one and hit another.
Okay.
And so you have to use like portals and these redirection cubes to angle stuff all over the place. And like the bigger the rooms become and the more cubes you have to deal with, the more of like a process it is. Oh, they have these new things called, God, what is it? The Aperture Science term for it.
The pads that bounce you around?
The pads, yeah.
Free fall trust pads.
Trust pads?
It's like trust pad might be the word. But either way.
Trust fall?
They're these,
it's like trust fall pad or
they're
something.
Like these pads on the ground that will launch you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're introduced to them, that's fine. But then like you really start to... Like, the whole thing is about, like, introducing things as one thing and then having to use them as a completely different thing later on in the game.
Hmm.
And it becomes just, like...
You know what I didn't like in the first Portal? Was the levels where you have to shoot the ground and, like, fall and you get shot up in the air and then you get completely discombobulated and you have to shoot another portal into the ground and you get shot back out of the other portal and then...
Like, creating momentum for yourself to jump to locations?
Well, there's that one puzzle in the game, it's towards the end of the game, where you have to jump off into a portal and it'll launch you out another one and you have to aim
and you have to go up the platforms.
Yeah. And you're, like, perpetually
aiming
yourself.
I didn't like that part because it was, like, just completely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Yeah.
Also, another... I mean, so we all know about the twist. I mean, this game's, like, 4 years old now.
Wait, which one?
Portal.
What twist?
It's the twist where she tries to kill you and you don't.
So the end of the test chamber
period.
What happens if you die there?
She's dying.
Is it game over? Like, no, is there two endings?
No, unfortunately, it's just, it'll bump you back to the beginning, like, of that, when you got on the platform
it'll
or whatever.
Yeah, you back. No, I think it would be a better game if it had alternate ending where you just die.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for playing.
But... I think my favorite thing that they're doing in this, that they sort of did in the first one, but they're just like really expanding on it, is there's all kinds of like safety warnings and like disclaimers to things that you may or may not have come into contact with. And it's just,
So
tons of jokes.
The Valve store has a bunch of new products that are available to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a poster that's totally awesome, which is just a collection of Portal 2 warning signs.
Nice.
My favorite one is it has a picture of like a character and then another character, and one's like yelling at him. The other one has its hands over its ears and it says like, "If a future you warns you about a test that you are about to perform, don't listen."
So that was the part in the game that I got that warning, and I was like, "I'm gonna just not play this part because I want to save this
okay
for later," because basically they said. It's it,
That's an interesting.
Certain parts of the game, certain people are dictating the test that you're going to do.
Yeah.
And at some point, the guy is saying, the lab boys have informed me that during this test, you might experience time travel. Now, it's important that you do not see yourself or make direct eye contact with yourself during this test, because lab boys say that that could destroy all time. Forward, backward, all of it. So if you see yourself, just don't pay any attention to the handsome devil and move on. And I'm like,
there were also warnings in Portal like that.
Yeah.
Like the one of the levels, which was like the cyborg testing facility joke. I don't remember it too well, but there's some mention of like entering into a cyborg testing facility. It's like in the third or fourth chamber. Mm. Yep. That didn't happen.
There's just tons of stuff.
I feel like everything they're telling you is though is just a sarcastic.
Yeah.
Like, don't listen.
Yeah. So in terms of not just the jokes, like the game seems like it gets expanded a lot. Because if you think back to Portal or shortly ago when you played Portal, like it's not very long and it doesn't have a lot of depth to it. Like,
yeah.
It works within everything that gives you, and it is short.
Yeah, it's like two or 3 hours. You can burn through
this really seems like an actual game with like different challenges that come around and different.
What happens when you beat it though?
Well, I don't know. We'll get there. I've got some speculations on what could be happening, and boy, they do a really good job. And again, I point out that I don't want anybody but Valve to be making first person shooters where the main character doesn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with that because they're the only people that make me be like, I enjoy playing this game and I enjoy hearing people talk to me, even though I don't say a word.
Yeah.
How is the online multiplayer?
I haven't gotten around Portal to that. Gun. Waiting for Griff to get his copy. So
now, isn't there like team deathmatch?
No.
Like you're shooting portals at each other.
That would be sweet though. How crazy would that game be?
It would be impossible.
Well, if someone's running at you, you're just shooting at each other's feet the whole time trying to get them to drop
extremely
into
extremely strategic, because you'd have to like put one above the fire pit and then you'd just have your one shot.
Kill each other with weighted companion cubes.
You'd have to be constantly moving.
That'd
be kind of fun.
Maybe it could be kind of crazy if you could create, like, you put guns in there and you like then have this portal gun that can open portals to other areas and you're shooting through portals at each other. I think that would break the internet.
If that were to be done, some sort of competitive portal mode, I would like to see it done like Global Guts, like sort of like a challenge. Like you have to get to the top of this mountain and you're competing against another person who has to get up there.
You can make them fall back.
You can use your gun to drop them off the edge of it, or you can use your portals to progress your way up the hill. Like that's how I would see doing it.
What if you were to hit somebody with a portal? Like,
just
hit
jelly,
them, make them boom. The portal.
We'll find out, man. Half-Life 3. I'm
trying to think how
episode 3?
No. We're skipping episode 3. Yeah, Half-Life 3, episode 3. We'll find out.
Yep.
We're skipping episodes 1 and 2.
33 more years.
33 more years.
Yep.
What's up, John?
Scheduled.
I'm just trying to think of how much time I spent. I spent about 4.5 to 5 hours playing that last night.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm 2/3 of the way through it.
Yeah.
Or 3/4. I'm not sure.
How much? You haven't played any of the online stuff. Do you have no idea how much there is to it?
Well, according to like the if the box is to be believed, the multiplayer co-op is supposed to be as long as the single player, which judging on my math, the single player is going to be about 6 to 7 hours long.
Huh. So the multiplayer co-op online, like, is it? I wonder, do you know if there's leaderboards involved with it, or like end do you want to play this at a repeated? Like generally, the multiplayer is there to like, okay, you finish the single player game, now you can just spend this, you know, for the next 2 months, you know.
Well, it's competing
or something.
It's
like,
co-op,
or is it just a one round sort of thing?
It's co-op, so I sort of envision it as just being sort of like the Splinter Cell co-op wise, where it's just like we do this story mode, it's good. It's sort of
Call of Duty special ops.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare special ops.
It's sort of a, yeah, exactly. It's a thing. It's entertaining to do. You probably do it one to three times and be done with it.
Eh. Cool.
Kind of how I feel about this Portal game, just in general. I feel like I could play this a couple of times and be sufficiently happy with it. I could easily play it once and be happy with it, but the game is not.
I feel like it's a rental for me.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, definitely. Like, it's just like, it's something that you will probably burn through really quickly. Yeah. So it's really good, though.
Unless it's really funny.
It is not, like, that is the thing that is.
Valve is funny. Valve is still are funny.
Valve is hilarious. And in a serious way, like.
I didn't laugh at Left 4 Dead.
Really?
Left 4 Dead is.
Are you serious?
Left 4 Dead is comical.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Pills here.
Nothing. Not. I hate birds.
None of what, what's his name says in,
Oh, yeah.
God, what's that kid? That gearhead.
Yeah.
I only played the first one.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. The second one gets funnier.
I don't know.
I think it is. The jockeys?
I don't know. What about the jockeys? The
jockeys will jump on your head and
make Half-Life you pilot 2 around.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, it's comical.
I'm trying to remember if I laughed in Half-Life 2.
So the thing is, there's like, some. I just went and listened to all the audio clips for those characters.
For what characters?
Left 4 Dead. So I was like, okay, I don't need to deal with this.
Fair enough.
I've played enough Left 4 Dead that I'm good.
I mean, I would definitely say.
Well, I've played both games too, but then I was like, I'm just going to get everything out of this.
I mean, I would definitely say like that Left 4 Dead is not the funniest thing they've ever made, but there's definitely like humorous things that are involved in their game.
Right.
Like,
Portal was definitely funny, the first one.
The pistachio guy in the carnival in Left 4 Dead 2.
What?
He's a pistachio that has a mustache.
Oh.
And he's the guy that you like, he's the caricature for the caricature for the strongman contest thing.
Okay.
Whatever. It's funny.
Okay.
He's a giant pistachio.
Yeah. With a mustache.
Chicago Ted.
Anyway. But no, Left 4 Dead or Portal 2. Really, really funny. And I can't explain to you how funny it is without telling you the jokes. And
right,
I feel like the jokes are the big.
You're playing sort of a mind, not numbing, but like it's kind of a slow paced puzzle game that's punctuated by really good bits of humor.
Yeah.
So same thing.
Yeah.
There, right.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, but I do think they did a really good job making the puzzles not just like. Oh, it's more Portal 1. It's like, yes, it is more of Portal, but they have done interesting things with the mechanics to make it be like, it is Portal, but they are doing things that are new and make me think
right.
a lot about how I'm supposed to tackle these things.
Right, because when you think about it, you're like, well, when I think about it, I see Portal, the original Portal was not a very fun game to play. Like,
it was interesting.
It was good. It was an interesting game and like challenging game, but it wasn't really like fun. Like the fun part about Portal is you're like, okay, I have this sweet portal gun and I'm gonna just do goofy things with it, mm-hmm. and then I'm gonna imagine how awesome would it be if I had this gun in every other game that I was playing.
Yep.
So maybe with Portal 3 we'll actually get to see like some urban traversal with the portal gun.
Yeah.
Or Half-Life.
Yeah, when does Half-Life 3 get to use
Half-Life slash Portal 3?
Well, that's what I'm also sort of like hoping, like, so, like, this is my thing. It's like, I really would think it'd be really interesting to, by the end of like Portal 2, see some sort of like major nod that says, hey, we're working on Half-Life 3.
Is, so have you seen the character in Portal 2 yet?
Yeah. It's Shio. She's Shio. The same one.
It's the same girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know her name?
I don't know.
It's this
one
some
of those
like
weird
convoluted leak that came out of Valve.
It's
somehow that, like,
yeah.
looking into crazy shit about that game.
It's one of those weird oddities of the internet where, like, you don't know if people just crafted this name off something that they saw or if it is actually the name given to the character. Just like GLaDOS, name was never mentioned in Portal.
Yeah, never.
So
never, ever.
And I was listening to something where they say the characters are never addressed, like, your character is never is like, hey, Shio.
No, there is one time where the thing is like GLaDOS at the beginning of the game mentions your name, but
okay.
it gets like squirbled.
garbled.
It just, yeah, it just gets
confused. At Portal 2 or what?
Portal 1. They goes to mention the name, but it just gets garbled up.
Okay. Well, so if I could have my way, what I would want it to be was you had Half-Life 3 and Portal 3 release simultaneously.
On the blue box.
And it is the same story, but through different perspectives. You have the Gordon Freeman side of it, and then you have the S.H.I.E.L.D. Portal side of it. And it's all just... But then it'd be weird because it's like, okay, well, now you're going from this world of just like straightforward puzzles to like an action adventure.
Yeah, who would get to a first person shooter. Who would beat the game quicker?
But then it's not that. It'd just be like, okay, so now you're in from this sterile scientific environment into gritty urban warfare.
It would be so weird to be like to play those. The transition on that would be funny.
The only thing that you could see that is that you're playing them differently. So it's like, okay, well, you're Gordon Freeman, so you're like in the dirt doing all the stuff, and then if you're S.H.I.E.L.D., you're like,
there's a bunch of locked rooms.
Yeah, like you gotta scout it out.
You have to get up on top of the cliff.
Yeah, just have to get through all these rooms. The aliens cleverly designed all these challenge puzzles for you to complete with a sinister AI. But that would be really cool to have
the end of Half-Life 2. Since I just recently played this
game. Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
What is what?
Like that guy with the suit.
Oh, the G-Man?
Oh, so that's his name. Yeah, you have to play Half-Life 1 to really know who he is, but he is a head of Black Mesa.
No, he's an alien.
Is he an alien?
Yeah, he's like this supreme demon of interstellar power and might. And
those guys are containing him at the end.
Yeah, the guys with the one eyeball thing.
Yeah, like, what are they doing?
Yeah, it's just like another part of Valve's ability to create a universe without explicitly telling you these things, and then me reading about them on Wikipedia, because somehow people did actually figure this stuff out.
Is that the end of Half-Life 2?
Yeah.
Episode 1 or 2?
That's the end of Half-Life 2 and the very beginning of Episode 1.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Like blah blah blah.
Everything blows up and stops.
Yeah,
and he walks out.
And then the beginning of episode one is the train.
Guys are like,
no, episode Half-Life 2 is the train where he's talking to, and he's like, "Get up, Gordon, get up."
That's right.
No, episode 1 is the train.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sorry,
the very beginning.
Yeah, 2 is no. What is the beginning of 2? Half-Life 2.
The beginning of Half-Life 2.
Yeah, you get woken up by the G-Man on the train.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I know that.
Yeah.
But he's talking about there's the explosion at the end of 2.
Uh-huh.
And then episode 1 starts up with an explosion while you're on the back of a train.
Well, no.
Like, you get on a train to escape the main, like, tower that you just secured.
In episode 1?
Yeah.
At the end of it?
Not at the end of it, just like the end of the first level. There's the big train.
Oh, you're escaping the tower, the spire thing. But like, there's still a little ways to go in that. Like the end of 2 is it blows up and it freezes.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
it's done, and that's the end of the game. And you're like, what?
Well, but then where do you wake up in episode 1?
You wake up like in the basement of the area you were in, like that big spire thing next to Alex. Like, I'm sure glad we survived that.
The purple guys saved you. Purple guys with one eye saved you somehow.
They're magic, maybe. They're space,
time control.
Space magic aliens.
Yeah.
It's really dense humans.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on.
Just, no, there's no way to. Like, just, I don't know.
Just allow it.
It's one of those Valve miracles that there are people out there who will explain it to you.
Yeah.
Like,
just play it, and you don't need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
All I know is Gordon Freeman did something a while ago because he's pretty popular.
Yeah,
with
that's the other thing that I love about the Half-Life series is they make you feel like the biggest genius in the entire world. They're like, Gordon Freeman, the physicist, the chosen one, and then they're like,
Gordon Freeman.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, Gordon, maybe you could take a look at this problem I'm having, and it's like a bucket and a brick next to it, and you're like, okay, so I put the bucket in the brick in the bucket, and then it raises the lever, like, oh, thanks, Gordon, I was having the hardest time with that. Man, this was the dumbest physicist ever. Physicist in 2040 whatever is just like grade school education, I guess.
And yet they can make a They can make a gun that can pick up things.
Whatever, man.
Hey, why does the gravity gun lose its power?
That the gravity gun loses its power, but energy that was. So when you blew that place up, like that weird white energy that was getting flown around, like super powered the gravity gun, didn't it?
Yeah, but then it goes away.
Then it goes away because you blew up the spire and all that energy disappeared.
Yeah, but
right?
Then, well, no, it was the containment field that like tries to take all your weapons. It tries to take that weapon, but it like sucks it all in. And then it just goes away.
Containment field's gone.
Once you get that super gravity gun, though. No holes barred. Just pick up everything.
Yeah.
Anything.
From a million miles away.
Pick up dudes and throw them at other dudes.
Oh, you know that achievement I told you about, too? Finish episode one with using only one bullet. Yeah.
Did you get it?
I am currently getting it, using only the gravity gun. And it's nice because you have Alex by your side, just like you've pointed a flashlight at them, and they're just like...
Poof. Yeah.
But yes, the one bullet you use is a shotgun blast to blow a lock off the door.
Yeah.
Huh.
I knew that's what it had to be, because there's... Yeah. There would be no other reason for them to tell you to only use
it. Are you going to try and do the Noam Chomsky achievement?
What's that?
It is where the gnome, like at the beginning of episode two, there is a gnome in the doctor's laboratory who sends you, like he sends you in the teleporter. I remember his name, the guy with the head crab.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a garden gnome in that room, and you need to take that from that point in the game all the way to the end of episode two when you launch a rocket.
What?
And you keep it with you for the entirety of the entire game, and then...
I've seen the gnome, but I couldn't pick it up.
You gotta use the gravity gun or something.
He says that's possible?
There's an achievement for it.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No.
Yeah. Look it up, man. There's an achievement for carrying the gnome with you all the way through the game. And you put it in the spaceship. You put it in the spaceship and you launch it. You launch it with the spaceship into outer space. I've watched a video of people doing it in Fast Forward. It's insane. Because
you gotta drop it, kill a bunch of guys, pick it back up.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Or like when you're on the vehicles, like you just have to jam it into the vehicle through the power of physics. And
what about when you're in the
And it doesn't get loaded out of the game?
Or maybe it's at a point where you get the gravity gun so you can pick it up with
that
or something.
What about the end of Half-Life 2 where
starts next to you. just look it up and watch it. It's amazing. Like it is truly incredible to see that people have got this.
Wonder how many points that's worth.
35. I don't know.
35
points.
It should have to be like
5.
100
All the other
points.
Achievements are worth 5 on that game.
Oh, man.
I've seen the garden gnome though. I know, or is it a hula dancer?
It's a garden gnome.
Oh, I've seen the hula dancer that like dances on his desk.
Mm.
I haven't seen the gnome. You know, there's an achievement for breaking the teleporter pad when you first go in there. Huh. The mini teleporter pad. Ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
Off to the left when you first go in there, there's just like this desk setup. There's a little pad here and a pad to the left.
Oh.
And you put there's like a plant on the left side, and you push a button over here. And it shows up on the right side, and then you go push it again, it goes back. You do that like 3 times and you break it, and there's an achievement for it.
Oh, nice. Cool. Huh. Yeah, no achievements on the PlayStation version, so I never got to enjoy any of that stuff. Getting rewarded to mess with the physics.
Seems ridiculous though. So
Valve's pretty good, guys.
Valve's a good game
oh,
developer.
Man.
But
can't wait for Dota 2. dot, dot, dot.
But so, yeah, Griff, like I was telling you, this is just reminding me of some other things that I think you will personally find.
There's jokes? Are there more jokes in Portal?
I'm telling you, dude, pay attention to every single thing that the defective turrets say.
Wow, I'm excited.
They are hilarious.
I'm excited.
Hilarious.
I saw the funny little Team Fortress blog about how they quote unquote snuck hats into the game.
What?
The Team Fortress team that does all the patches and updates for Team Fortress 2 claims that they got a hold of the source code of Portal 2 and patched hats into it. So you can get hats in it now for your robots.
Sweet.
It's very, very funny. Like the
top
hats
and fedoras.
Yeah, they're just the phrasing of their update about putting hats into the Portal game is very good.
How do you get them? Just like push a button, they appear.
Or... I don't know. It's
they might be for or something. The co-op. Only.
Yeah, it's for co-op for the little robots. Yep.
But no, all the
they're
all
just sitting around. Let's get some hats.
It might be because I know love hats. I know you get the option to customize the look of the co-op bots. So maybe it's just something you can unlock.
Roll cages.
Yeah, roll cages.
Shoot me in the face.
But so. Yeah, those defective turrets. I've just now thought what they sound like. They sound like Joe Pesci, sort of.
Okay.
Sort of.
Great.
Joe Pesci from Goodfellas.
Okay.
That would be kind of fun with the portal gun. If you could, like...
Perpetually falling.
Stick your head and only your head in there, so just, like,
your head... So you can check out your ass, yeah.
Going out of the other end.
I do that all the time in that game. I take any opportunity to look at myself in that game.
I mean, that's like, okay, so like in real life, if you shot two portals side by side and you reached in one.
You'd be choking yourself.
you reached in one and it would be coming out at you. And then you could reach back into that original portal with the first reach. And you could just be like
just going
wrapping
around.
Your hand around infinitely.
Yeah.
That would
Which just
kill
thinking
you.
About that makes me want to throw up. Like, putting your arm in there and the arm comes out here and then you. Bend it so then it goes back in and then it goes back in and
you can't bend it that many times.
But you wouldn't need to. All you need to do is curl it once and then it'll just create a forever like you put an arc on your arm and you'll just be forever. You would never have enough time to like pull your arm out of the portal.
That's why you're testing this thing. To see what it does to you.
Oh, man. So
I want a portal, yeah.
Yeah, man. Like thinking about the force and shit.
There are sometimes I see things in that game that I'm just like, how does this game exist? Like I just do. Oh god.
So before John has to tell us everything about Portal 2,
so good. Just get me off track. I also play Dishwasher Vampire Smiles. No, it's not worth $10.
Yep,
Dishwasher and Vampires.
Dishwasher Vampire Smile. It's a over glorified flash game.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an indie game for XBLA.
$10 indie game.
Yeah.
It's like a side scrolling slasher.
Yeah, hack and slashing game. I mean it handles really well. It's just like there's nothing more to it that really makes that anything better than any
Looks
flash
like
game
it,
that
like,
I've
yeah,
probably
like
played.
Stick Death or
yeah,
whatever
exactly.
it is.
yeah.
Ryan, you asked a long time ago, could I play Street Fighter on the 3DS with just one copy? So I looked into that,
yes,
and
can.
I forgot to tell you. Yeah, I totally forgot about ad hoc mode, where you just like give the other player your copy of it.
Yeah,
but you can only play as Ryu as the challenger.
What?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's just how that works. Is like with the game share stuff, like the version is truncated. You are only able to do so much with it.
You can only play Ryu.
It locks you out of a lot.
So it's
of
like
stuff.
A demo that you're.
Sharing
yeah.
Oh, that's cool though.
But I for me that would be fine because I only play as
yeah real. Or if you give it to somebody else they'd be like, okay, well that's free, I guess I'll do it. That's cool.
Wait, you can just give them the demo?
Well, you'd have to be in proximity to do the like Wi-Fi sharing
then
of
they
it.
Have it forever or
no
I don't think
just
so
have for the duration of the shared play.
Yeah, it's ad hoc, like just loaning them the ability to jump into a like wire. It'd be like doing a split screen basically.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was reading about that actually.
3DS. Here we go.
None of us have played Mortal Kombat though, really. No.
No, I'm still waiting for my copies of stuff in the
I should have
I
mine. I
looked at the achievements for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
They sound
it's exciting.
Look ridiculous.
Yeah. Perform a 30 hit juggle combo.
Like
or 300 hit juggle.
Play as Striker.
No, there's one
achievement unlocked.
I don't want that achievement.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's the shame achievement. Just like in Bully, if you kiss boy. It's that achievement that people get really uncomfortable about
like,
having.
I don't want to have this.
I'm not gay. I just had to get all 1,000 points.
Yep.
But there's an achievement, I believe, for beating the arcade mode on the hardest mode without using continues with all characters.
Screw. Wait, with all characters? Yes. Screw that.
Just like Street Fighter, man. Ugh. I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to keep track of it.
Yeah. But like on the hardest mode, that's got to be ridiculous.
You got to be really good at that game.
Mm-hmm. With everybody.
With everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just cheese it.
No, there's no heavy kick, man.
There's no Cyrax.
Yeah, that's
high kick, low kick. All the way through that.
So weird. It's really hard for me to get a lock on that.
Also when I was really playing a bunch of fighting games with Dakota the other night, doing the going from Mortal Kombat to Street Fighter to Soul Calibur is a rough transition.
Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter to Soul Calibur. Yep. Because, that would be because of blocking.
Because of blocking. I totally forgot how to block when I was playing Street Fighter.
But you would. You would. If it's like button to block, button to block, button to block, and then it's back is block, but I'm still hitting the damn button.
Right. And well, and then I played Street Fighter with you before that, so I was in the mindset of always back to block, and then I remembered that so in just like Mortal Kombat, that's not how you do it, and so then I switched over into that, and it took a long time for my brain to change gears into what it needed to do.
Yep.
That's too many fighting games.
Dude. And then Soul Calibur was just ugly, as always.
Can get fight weapons.
What?
Yes.
Get some weapons.
Yeah, stab people, and they're still okay.
Yeah, get the stick guy.
Ring out. I hate the stick guy.
Killick.
Killick? Mm-hmm. Yeah, who has like all powers, but you don't know.
What?
What?
Oh, is that Voldo?
Oh, yeah, he's the bendy one.
Well, that's the bendy one.
No, the one that, like, literally has every character's powers, but just...
You're talking about
Shang Tsung?
No, you're talking about old... you're talking about old Soul Calibur.
It's like a wooden guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking Mokujin, who's Tekken.
Oh, is that Tekken?
Yeah.
That's Mokujin.
Too many fighting games.
Same thing, man.
Dude.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's all Bandai Namco. Crazy nonsense.
Yeah.
What about... the one with the chicks,
DOA.
Yeah, Dead or Alive.
That's the one Dakota says he's. I would like to.
I would
see him play it.
I would like to see that for like 5 minutes and then just be like, "Yep, that's why I don't play that game."
Yeah, it's kind of just like he says apparently he's better than anything else I played with him, and he's very good at all the other things we played. So
except for Melee.
Oh yeah,
Throwdown.
Did you play with him? Play Melee?
No, not with him. Not yet.
Where'd you play it?
We're playing here.
Do you have Soul Calibur?
4? Yeah.
You do?
He does, apparently. I didn't know
I don't
that.
Get rid of my games, Jeez. John.
I didn't know you bought it in the first place. I thought you hated it.
Yeah, I did. Remember? I played that. We played it in New Year's at my house.
Yeah, it's true. That did happen. Jeez.
Yeah, I think I've loaned you my copy several times since you've gotten rid of it.
Really? Can I borrow Soul Calibur?
Yes, I'm fairly certain I have. Anyway, let's keep it moving here. So there's no email this week. If you would like to change that for next week, our email address is bbr@bossbarrel.com. Send us an email.
What about the most influential childhood game?
Yeah, I was going to say, otherwise you can give us a comment on the on bossbarrel.com or on a Facebook page. But Jen was telling me earlier she was going to ask the question of, what is the game that you remember the most playing as a kid? Or something along those lines.
Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Yeah, I agree. That was a big one. That one...
What are we defining as kid?
Like, okay, well then, let's just say, what is the first game you remember being really invested in? Being really invested in? Like, not like your first game you ever played, like you said, like Super Mario Bros. 2 or Super Mario Bros. Like what is a game that you remember playing and playing a lot of and being really into?
Probably Link to the Past.
Yeah. I remember that was like the first game I ever owned before I knew what video games were or like the mechanics of video games.
Uh-huh.
And I just was like really proud when I beat that game because figured that before the internet, before strategy guides, you know, just like, wow, I did that, beat all the puzzles by myself, figured them out finally, and I was like pretty young at the time.
Yeah.
Definitely my number one choice.
Yeah, I actually think Legend of Zelda Link to the Past would be up there because I have kind of like three that are in that same region because I was at a daycare when I was younger, and I have very vivid memories of like, it would be like, you know, six dudes of varying ages in a room playing Super Nintendo, and when we were in there, it would be like half hour, then you switch, half hour, switch, half hour, switch. So I would always give my turn up to this other kid who was really good at Zelda. So I would just watch him play all the way through it. And then when I got my Super Nintendo, I knew how to go all the way through it. Just like for the other one, it would be Final Fantasy 2 or Final Fantasy 4, like with Kane and what's his name, Tella, and that stuff. So Cecil, like I remember distinctly playing that a lot, and then Legend of Zelda. And then Syndicate was the other weird one that kind of stuck in there.
Oh,
or Super Mario World.
I
played that a lot.
Yeah, I played that a lot, but that was not one of the first ones for me.
Yeah,
I also played Dragon Warrior.
Oh yeah,
the first one, really good.
What was that for?
Did you just remember that now?
NES. I was just remembering that now.
Was there a bunch of dragons?
It's like Dragon Quest.
Yeah, well, it is Dragon Quest now. That's what it is now.
Yeah.
It was the first console RPG. And
you get a blue dragon?
No, you never get a dragon.
No,
you get to ride the blue dragon.
The first dragon you ever see is a green dragon, and it's captured the princess.
Yeah, green dragon.
Green dragon.
420, man.
That game had alternate endings. Two alternate.
What? One was a game over, and one was success.
No, so your option at the end was like you go to fight the dragon lord.
Yeah,
and he's the dragon lord
join my side
offers
and work
for me. Make you like the other ruler of the planet. Like you would be the second in command. Mm-hmm. And I've totally seen both endings. You can pick that, and it has its own like ending where you rule the world with the dragon lord, or you totally kill that sucker.
I thought if you select that, your party members kill you.
No, there's no party members. Oh, I thought there's
some story of somebody kills you then. Okay.
Dragon Warrior 1? No. You live.
I thought if you selected that option that somebody came after you and was like, and then you died because you sucked.
I don't think so.
You're evil.
Yeah, you.
No, you and him reign supreme.
I have another question for us here.
Okay.
What was the first game ever that you got and you were like, this sucks?
That's a good question.
Sucky game?
Yeah, I know which one
that
it
I was
for
that
me.
Was purchased for me.
That I bought like the first. I thought all games were great until I played this, and I was like, "This sucks."
Okay, that's a good question.
I bought No Escape, the game for Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Right, so I feel like it's a good question. Somebody else asked this on some podcast, and the problem with this question is. You tend to repress the bad game memories, so they're harder to dig up.
See, now here's the difference, though, with that, is like, at least this is how my childhood worked, where it was like, I played a lot of games that today I would probably say are really bad, like Fighting Force.
No, at the time.
Wait, on Xbox?
On PlayStation.
Fighting Force.
At the time, you thought this game just sucked.
Oh.
No, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, but. But here's the other thing to me. The last game that I can remember purchasing as a kid that I thought sucked was Valkyrie Profile. And most people would say I'm crazy for thinking that. Also, Final Fantasy Tactics.
I hated... this would be... But I never really... like I feel like it's also muddled because I never really gave it a fair chance. But Tactics Ogre... Ogre Battle.
Oh, I do remember the game.
But
the very first
I distinctly remember absolutely. But you know, it's like, fair enough. Like I didn't really have the capacity to appreciate what it was. But I know the game that I bought and was excited for, and was totally like, finally, an RPG that will make this system worth the money and time and true fanboyism that I have for it. And when I got Quest 64, I was pissed.
What is Quest 64?
Quest 64 is
terrible.
Awful.
Yeah, that's not the game you want to own.
It was this weird, like, third-person action RPG with very mild exploration and very bizarre, like...
Very generic.
No, it was actually kind of cool because, really? Like, the combat in it was bizarre where it would be like a magic system that you would be...
There's like jewels and you
casting
were a wizard.
Jewels
yeah.
that would have different effects to them. And it would... Like, in a 3D space, when you're casting a spell that has a 3D range to it, it actually is pretty awesome. The problem is, like, the game itself is just so flatline boring that you're like, okay, so now doing this combat a million more times has no reward to it, so why the fuck am I going to do this?
So
the dude's name was Brian in it too, and I was like, what kind of RPG character's name is Brian?
Not Sir he Brian. Didn't
need to choose the name
Brian. Lord Brian. Brian.
Default Brian.
Was it B R Y or B R I?
It was B R I.
Oh.
Yeah. It was B. It was like yours.
B
R. B R. Was not R.
Yeah, how do we spell it?
A Y N Rain. That's how that'd be spelled on the plaque.
B R A Y N.
B R. Yeah.
Brian.
Brian.
So, I just remembered. The game that I was so utterly disappointed with back at, oh man, they're starting to flood back like traumatized youth now.
God damn. I can't unsee it.
The oldest one that I can remember was Terminator 2, the movie game.
Was that the Super Scope one?
Super Nintendo. No, it was not the Super Scope one.
The Super Scope one was bad.
This one was terrible because it took me like a month to realize the reason why I could, like, okay, so at the beginning of the movie, he goes to that biker bar.
Oh, that game's not bad.
Beats all the dudes.
What's wrong with you?
Well,
pick up the guns.
It took me a month to figure out why it wouldn't let me out of that beginning portion of the game. And then I realized you have to go into the phone booth and look down at the phone book. It's like, why is it, like, because I would watch the movie and be like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, he goes to the phone booth. And then it cuts to the next scene. Like, I'm watching the movie to figure out what I'm supposed to do in the game. And I'm, like, going into the phone booth and being like, I don't, and then randomly hit the down button and be like, oh. And then it cuts to stupid, like, bird's eye view of you riding motorcycle.
Riding motorcycle. Absolutely awful level, that one.
And I don't remember anything else of that.
I think it's as far as I got. Yeah. The Home Alone games were exceptionally bad.
Never played those. We talked about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was a terrible game, but at the time I thought it was really awesome.
I didn't think that game was awesome. The NES version, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, the Brawler was pretty fun.
Which is the Brawler? Brawler?
The one...
The Super NES one, Turtles in Time? Or the actual number two? The arcade version.
Oh, yeah,
the,
yeah.
Turtle in Time, that was the arcade version back in the day.
No, it wasn't in time. It was like, yeah, it was like a weird... It was came Turtles out on 2. NES, but...
It was called Turtles 2.
It was in the arcade for
it
a while,
It was an arcade
too.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, that one wasn't too bad.
It was
there was cheats for it.
It had problems, had, but like, it was better than the first
pizza
one,
time.
Sure.
Yes, pizza time, baby.
Best thing ever.
No, but Shredder was like impossible to beat, like without cheating.
Super Shredder, you know, Turtles of Time, good stuff.
Shredder,
Bebop and Rocksteady drove a monster truck.
Yep.
What was the other two goons? One was like a shark, and one was a
Toka and Rezar. You mean
the
snapping turtle and Wolf?
There's them.
Yeah.
There's Bebop and two Rocksteady. Others that are less known.
Oh man, I don't know.
There was a what? What are they? Are you thinking Street Sharks?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No.
Street Sharks.
Oh my god.
The one was like
Shark Time, baby, or what?
I don't know. That sounds like Street Sharks to me.
Yeah,
Street Sharks cross SWAT Cats. That's what I want to see a new video game be.
It's Ryan's so go to. It's Shark Time, baby.
Oh.
That's John Arbogast's thing he wakes up saying.
Shark time,
baby.
Also, did anybody play the Batman Forever
game? Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh, it was terrible.
You know what game was really bad, but I played like 1,000 times? The Mask.
There was a game for that? What? I'm sorry.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was a horrible game, but I played it a lot.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, man. No, Batman Forever, the grapple button to shoot your grappling hook to get into like areas like the next level up.
Uh-huh.
Select button.
Nice.
Who the hell maps that? Why is that like that?
Yeah, true.
Well, they only had four buttons back then.
No.
No, you had a lot. Wait,
I played it on Sega. I played it on Sega, so I had at least three face buttons.
Was it the But was it the Sega with the extra three face buttons?
What could be, but still, like, those are just mapped to be random
Sega
ass
Saturn?
Things.
The one where it had the line of three buttons and then above it three more buttons.
A six button pad controller for Mortal Kombat specifically.
Okay. Yeah, you would need that. We can talk more about this off the air, but let's quick talk about news here.
Okay, fine.
Sonic Anniversary was announced.
Yay!
That weird thing we were talking about last week.
More bad Sonic games.
With a classic style 2D Sonic and then regular 3D running really fast. Yeah, Sonic.
I think it would be better if that Sonic was just 2D so that when it went and turned sideways, he looked like a piece of paper.
3D super paper Sonic.
Yep.
God of War 4 speculations.
I don't want to hear it.
There was
Kratos
a little
is now happy.
Yeah.
Yep.
God of War 4. It's
Kratos' fever dream.
God of 4.
I was prancing in a field with daisies. Oh my god.
There is some file leaked on the internet from somebody who potentially could have been claimed to work on a God of War 4 game, and then later it was rescinded and said, no, it's actually not God of War, and this is not with this product. So wait for E3 this year to see if is going to be a God of War 4. God of War.
God of War 4.
It works, actually. God of War. God of War.
God of Love.
God of War. God of War.
God of...
Yep.
God of No More War.
Yep.
No country for old...
Gods. No country for Kratos.
Yep.
And the other big thing that's happening right now is this Wii 2 speculation.
Yeah, I don't know where this has come from.
I don't know where it's coming from either. Way out of the blue. I heard about this last week. Claims that they have exclusive comments on it. So HD Wii, like up-res version. It's a Wii that...
Oh, a next
generation.
This
also
Wii?
Goes along with
like the Xbox 360 Wii.
Yeah,
yeah. It's funny too because the specs on it, it's like it's supposed to perform at high level quality, which is roughly on par or under Xbox 360 and PS3.
Or under. Huh. So right now,
so now we're moving up from the GameCube to something in between the GameCube.
Yeah. And so an Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they doing?
Or a PS2.
Yeah, PS2.
Or
it's
a PSP.
Yeah. That's why they stopped the production of all the PSP goes because Nintendo bought them all out to use the hardware inside for the Wii 2.
You haven't seen any of the Photoshop crap yet.
I know. It's supposed to be a touchpad on the controller. That's
right. And that's like a lot of people are like speculating about a touchpad on the controller. And I'm like, why does that even seem like a good idea?
Is that going to have like four eyes?
Wii squared. It's just the Wii Wii.
Yeah, they do Wii, but they have to make it Roman numeral too. Just to confuse
I guess there's precedent for them doing some sort of like the Super Wii, but that would sound really
Super
funny.
Super Wii would be the best name you could name that thing. That is the... Yes, that needs to happen.
If I feel like anyway
or
they
Wii
go...
Or Wii 3D. God, make that a thing.
You can't brand the Wii to be anything other than the Wii. Wii 2.
Tui sounds good.
Wii.
Yeah, the Wii Wii.
Wii HD.
Wii squared. Oh, man.
The us.
Or how about just not name your consoles stupid shit?
Yeah, that was a really bad choice.
Damn. I liked it being called the Revolution, like their code name for it originally. That was a better name.
Or us.
Yeah.
Nintendo us.
You
Nintendo
and...
us.
Nintendo us.
Good God.
But yeah, there's speculation going on about what this is going to be, so who knows?
It's actually going to be a handheld device that uses motion controls.
Glasses-free 3D handheld
This also
device.
Comes on, like, the end of Nintendo announcing, like, May 15th or something, they plan to drop the price of the Wii again.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like $100?
$150.
Yeah, what is it at now?
It's two.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh. It was originally launched at $250, so...
It's still at $199? I thought it dropped.
I think it might be dropping soon. It might have already dropped, but soon it's supposed to be like $150 or something like that.
I always thought it was... I guess... That's the thing, though. Like, what is coming out on the Wii that drives sales for the Wii?
Legend of Zelda, fancy thing?
Well, what is the... Besides that, what is it?
The new game with the sword and the guy. No More Heroes 2?
No More. The new No More Heroes is going to happen on PS3, and that's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's a thing anymore because I heard an interview with Grasshopper Games saying like they're ready to let Travis go, and they're moving on to this.
Well,
my
thing is that the new one for the PS3 is not actually like a new game.
I think it's like a port.
No More Heroes 2.
Something like that.
It's like using currently existing materials.
It's not No More Heroes 3. Heroes Bloodsport or something.
Yeah, it's something.
Saber Tiger. Yeah. But the new one, the what is that one called? The Shadow of the Damned? Shadows of the Damned? New Grasshopper Games game.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh. Shadows of the Damned, I think is its name. Actually sounds pretty cool. Third person shooter that's like Maybe that's Platinum Games. Now I'm getting confused. No, it's Grasshopper.
You're right there, Griff.
Yeah. They're interchangeable.
I don't think it's Platinum.
Platinum Grasshoppers.
But then the dude from Platinum Games who made Devil May Cry left recently. I wonder where he's at.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Games, man.
Games, dude.
Wii Wii.
The Thor game is coming out on Wii.
Yeah, well, I was reading through that list of the quarter two launch titles.
That's coming out on Xbox.
I had the link on our site, so you can go read it over yourself, and there is nothing, man.
Yeah.
Like, unless you own a 3DS and you really like fighting games, there is nothing. Like, there's Blaze Blue, and there's, is it Dead or Alive? Or is it... Is it the other one? Tekken? It's Dead or Alive. Yeah, it's Dead or Alive for 3DS.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Dead or Alive for 3DS, and then...
Blaze Blue would have made
Blaze
more
Blue
sense
for 3DS as
oh,
well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Mario Party that's coming out sometime?
There is a Mario game, supposedly, maybe. That's...
No dates, man.
Yep.
Dude, they pump them out just, like, 2 weeks after.
They
like,
gotta, the they day. Gotta get the, they gotta, like, they gotta get the first, like, kidney stone through the urinary tract, and then it all flows after that. Like, they gotta just, they gotta rip that Band-Aid off, and then it just starts pussing.
Yeah.
Like, because... It's that once that first initial Mario game comes out, then it's just, you know, vomit of Mario games.
Yeah, I'm going to start vomiting those walking tacos here in a minute.
Super Mario Strikers.
Yeah, Super Mario Basketball 3D.
Yep.
Sonic and Mario at the Olympic Games.
Handheld. Handheld. Yeah, it's just going to be ports of like, now the title screen's in 3D. Yeah, so there really is nothing coming out for the Wii, so it's like
that's why they're making a new system.
That could be why. Also, they made so much money on the Wii, like selling the Wii, the hardware profits. There was no deficit. Like the money that the construction cost to make a Wii would already be making money versus like they didn't start with a deficit. Usually when a company creates a new system, they're like, we need to sell, you know, 4 billion units before we start making money on the console. But since the Wii, all it is just a fucking GameCube taped to another GameCube.
Is that all it is?
The processor is equivalent to like just 2 GameCubes. there was no hardware loss on it. So when they started selling them, they're already just making profits straight away. They don't have to come up with that research deficit.
Now they're going to do 4 GameCubes?
Yeah, it's just a wall of GameCubes. Yeah, actually,
the game box.
Yeah, well, you can upgrade and have 2 Wiis taped together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Double Wii.
That's it.
2 Wiis. 2 Wii.
That's it, man. The double Wii. Yep. So.
You got anything else?
There is not much happening right now, honestly.
Yeah.
There's a Captivate last week, which kind of blew up, but.
It blew up. I didn't know it blew up.
It blew up.
So there's no more Capcom?
No more Captivate. Yeah, 2011 is dead. so that's about it.
Yeah.
So this has been Boss Barrel.
It's been fun. It's been fun, gentlemen.
Yeah. Gonna go 420, man.
I'm gonna go take a wee wee.
Take a wee wee. A wee wee. A double wee?
Double wee, yeah.
Two wee? Wee two? Wee two. Wee two. Or,
two wee, that's what we're sticking with.
I don't like two wee. Triple Wii. Yeah.
Triple
Wii. 3 Wii. Boss Bro Radio. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Next Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Who the boss?